Connecticut House Republicans succeed in delaying no-excuse absentee voting constitutional amendment. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 12, 2021. Connecticut Republicans in the State House were successful Tuesday in blocking a 2022 referendum on a constitutional amendment that would permit no-excuse absentee voting in the state. While the measure passed 104-44, State House Democrats failed to secure enough Republican votes to obtain the 75% supermajority needed to put a constitutional amendment to a referendum in the next statewide election in 2022. Republicans had offered some amendments to the measure, including one that would have required voter identification at the polls and signature verification on the outer envelopes of absentee ballots. Democrats rejected all of these amendments, CT Mirror reported. Make no mistake, this will be decided by the voters at the ballot box in 2024, said Secretary of State Denise Merrill, D., a champion of no-excuse absentee voting and early voting. It is a shame that most Republicans have chosen to delay the voters' ability to make their voices heard by 2 years. In November, Merrill, pictured, joined with Connecticut U.S. Senators Chris Murphy, D., and Richard Blumenthal, D., to urge the Democrat-controlled state legislature to pass a measure that would put a referendum on the ballot for no-excuse absentee voting and early voting. Last week, the State House passed a measure to allow an amendment to the Connecticut Constitution to permit early voting, 115-26. With the coronavirus pandemic as background, Merrill sent every voter in the state, unsolicited, an application for a 2020 absentee ballot. She said more than 650,000 voters safely and conveniently cast their ballots this year by mail, giving the election one of the highest turnouts in the history of the state. Governor Ned Lamont, D., said in April 2020 that, due to his stay-at-home rule, he was going to have to find a way people can vote, and especially seniors, so they don't have to leave their houses and go vote. So, obviously the voting by mail makes a lot of sense to me, Lamont said. Now, I need the lawyers to figure out how to draft that. 9 Republicans joined 95 Democrats in support of the no-excuse absentee ballot measure, which Democrats framed as necessary for greater voting access. The majority of Connecticut House Republicans, however, said allowing general absentee ballot voting opened up the electoral system to fraud. "We don't need to open the floodgates to ballot fraud," said State Representative David Labriola, R., according to the Mirror. State Representative Jason Perillo, R., added that voter faith is lacking in the integrity of the electoral system already. "There's always evidence of fraud in the absentee ballot world," said Connecticut House Minority Leader Vincent J. Candelora, R. "We've seen it. It has not been widespread, but certainly if you don't have the proper safeguards, it's going to invite fraud." State Representative Christine Palm, D., however, told the Hartford Courant charges of widespread voter fraud have been debunked over and over and over again. State Representative Hilda Santiago, D., also said she did not understand why the issue was controversial. "Whether you're Republican or Democrat, why can't we make it easier for people to vote?" she asked. But, State Representative Gail Mastrofrancesco, R., said the state's decision in 2020 to send absentee ballot applications to all voters during the pandemic violated the Constitution. She offered an amendment that would require photo identification, reasoning that such identification is also required with the purchase of a car, a firearm, or obtaining a hunting or fishing license. Contrary to claims by those on the left, voter fraud is a real problem, Mastrofrancesco said, according to the Courant. "If anything, voter fraud suppresses turnout. They may just throw their hands up and say, 'The heck with it. I'm not going to vote.' This theory that there is no ballot fraud is false." Mastrofrancesco asserted Connecticut has multiple issues that affect the integrity of the voting process, including deceased voters on official rolls. She observed approximately 100,000 absentee ballot applications had been returned to the state in 2020 because the voter had either relocated or died. "We don't verify signatures," Mastrofrancesco said. "Our voter rolls are not up to date, which is a big problem. There is no way to verify who signed that application, who signed that ballot." Currently, The Connecticut Constitution allows for the General Assembly to permit absentee ballot voting for reasons of actual absence from the voting district or due to sickness or physical disability or because the tenets of their religion forbid secular activity. The issue now heads to the Connecticut Senate. Merrill celebrated the passage of the measure and then argued in a Twitter thread that no-excuse absentee voting was a common-sense reform that an overwhelming majority of voters wants enacted.